Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Where it says, Kol Shaita by Tefillin, by Rebbe, every time he would put the Tefillin on, he would make another bracha. Kol Tzafra Lisad B'Tzitzis, where it says, Abai B'Kol Tzafra B'Tzafra K'Rebbe D'Sadia Tefillin Kol Zman Shemadicha and Mevarech Aleihem. Every time you put them on your Mavarach, Divrei Rebbe. What does it mean? Every time he did it. Mashayte Yachi Kol Shaita Nami. Rabbi Yehuda, oh, we should say the same thing. Yachi Kol Shaita Nami. You should do the same thing. Every time you take it off, you should put it on. And Rabbi Yehuda Inish Tzniyah Hava by Tzitzis to do the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Inish Tzniyah Hava. He kept it on. And as long as he kept it on the whole day, it wouldn't apply. Then when the Yosef comes, and the Divrei Chamudis comes in, people are so used to the idea that maybe they wouldn't even think it's a Ha'ara. Every time the Shaila is, he dons them when they go to the Beis HaKisei, when they have to take their tzitzis off. And he says, from over here, it's a Raya, that you don't have to take your tzitzis off. That's the tainus. Yeah, so let's say you're wearing a talus. Since there's a difference between a talus and a talus cotton. And a talus cotton, because it's part, it's accepted as part of the malbush. Masheke, the talus, it's a beged av yuchad l'tfila. And that's different. The same reason, really, by a kittel. Let's say by a kittel, but to take off, by a person goes on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. He goes into the Beis HaKisei to take off a kippel. Same thing. It's a beggin, not tzitzis even. But it's a beggin Rav Yuchad L'tfila. It's a beggin Rav Yuchad for that, and therefore it's a bizayin to go into the Beis HaKisei with a kippel or with a talus. Now, as opposed to a talus cotton, from this Gemara, you bring from this Gemara, it's a raya. There. Another thing that the Rosh says, it's Kedai, I think, to bring it out. Somebody wants to ask up, Every beged that a person wears, he's going to make a separate bracha of the satin parts of the mitzvah tzitzis. Let's say you go, you're wearing a talus cotton a whole day, and Friday afternoon you change it for Shabbos. It's the common thing. You make another bracha on that. It's a separate bracha. Separate beged. Every beged requires its own bracha, the Rosh says. It's a Rosh over here that the Rosh tells us that every beged, some people think, you know, I made a bracha on that or anything. Yeah, you made a bracha early in this morning. You made it when you put on a different talus cotton. But here, each beged requires its own bracha.
Put the same one on after shower?
No, that's different. No, because then it's not a hefsek. Yeah, yeah. It just put, yeah.
It's a different
libido,
but it's the
same thing. Yeah. Talk about it. Now, Akol Chayavim B'Tzitzis. Now, we're going to try it. Akol Chayavim B'Tzitzis, Kayadim Levin, the Israelim. Everybody's Kayav, Gerim, Lashim, even Va'avadim. Reb Shimon, Paiter, B'Nashim, Neshim, Mitzvah, Sasei, Shazman, Gramma, Omachim, Sasei, Shazman, Gramma, Nashim, Pturis. Now, Omar Mar, let's take a look what it said. Akol Chayavim B'Tzitzis, Kayanim Levim Yisraelim. No. Why not Shita? If they're not Chayiv, so who's Chayiv? The Kayanim Levim Yisraelim Tiri. But the Chayiv, who's going to be Chayiv if they're not Chayiv? Something about Kahana meets the Rechalai. The Chidish Lukha by the Chabina, Hoyalok Siv, Loisilma Shatnes, Tzemro Pishnet Yachtov. Maybe the only people that are Chayiv at Tzitzis, Gedilim Tasaloch, Mandalo Ishtari Kilayim Legabei, the ones that the Yisr of Kilayim are applicable by them, they have that mitzvah. On the other hand, Bilavisha, Mandalo Ishtari Kilayim Legabei, Bilavisha, who the Bechayim Mitzitzis. But Adi Kayhanim, how the Ishtari Kilayim Legabayu, since they can be mutter to wear the Kilayim and the Abnate, Loli Chayvu, maybe. So that they should not be chayim tzitzis. Chumash v'lon, that the nehi de ishteri, zolzai der mutter, the eden havayda, below him that by the low history. But below him that by the it's not mutter. Only be eaten by vayda, not be eaten by vayda, they're not mutter. Reb Shimon pointer benashim. Again, here we have the machlokes in mitzutra, whether it's tchliya the whole time that they're in the mikdash, whether not doing the avayda. Rabba ben Raivit, Reb Shimon pointer benashim. My time in the Reb Shimon desad yarisim osa paradoxus lilo. And Reb Shimon paters nashim. Al mitzvah say shas magrama. Like it says, Prat Luxus Lilo. At whoever Prat Luxus Lilo, I know all of Prat Luxus Summa. Again, Prat Luxus Lilo, what we have is, of course, the Machlaikasin that we said before. Xus Lilo doesn't mean even Xus Lilo that you wear Biyayim or Xus Yayim that you wear Malilo. What about that? Xus Yayim that you wear Malilo. Does that mean, let's say, a person has they wears pajamas? Pajamas, he wears pajamas during the day. Is that Chayim and Tzitzis? If it has Dal Kafis? Or he has a regular beggar that he wore at night. Regular beggar he wears during the day and he wore it at night. Or it means that the mitzvah of Tzitzis, even if it's on a beggar that he wears beyond, but Lila, so there is no Chayim. And that's the Machlokes the Rabbi Tam that we had before. No, he spoke. Atoimer, maybe he'll say, or somebody say, Prat Luxus Lila, Atoimer Prat Luxus Lila. Oh, ain't about the Prat Luxus Summa? Because there's no way, Risa, so, Shuimer Shetechaseba, Hare Susuma Omer, means any oifen of covering, being covered up with it. So, Habani Mikayim, or Risa, so, Prat Luxus Lila. About Rais, the Rabbis, Susuma, Hoisi, Xus Lila. How do you know which one comes from Asher Nechaseba and which one should be excluded from a Risa? So, my man, it's a Sumer. She yeshna Maria, it's a Acherim. At least other people could see it. Ubaitzi, I mean, it's a Slila. She ain't a Maria, it's a Acherim. Where it's not Maria, it's a Acherim. Or it's not Maria, it's a Acherim.
What's the light
on? No, it means a natural. This way it is natural. That might sound like it's all the shade of Maria Eitzel Acherim. Yeah. Now we have Rabbanim. Hi, Asher Techaseba. The Rabbanim who hold Hi, Asher Techaseba Bayov Delay. If we have the Rabbanu Huay Asher Techaseba, that Abai Omdi Lai, the Rabbis Ksusum, according to them, you don't need a Ribui, L'chaira, Rashi says, Lo instrument for Ksusuma, the Hashta Obaxus Laila, Mechaivi, Kolshkein Ksusuma, there's the Eshna Maria, it's Acherim, and therefore what would you use the Ribui for, according to them, that they would hold, that the Lila itself is one that is obligated in Tzitzis. Abimai Lai Lechadisadya. Allah Bakavats Kuska Arba Malay Shalosh. Exclusion is, as opposed to a three-cornered beggar. With the way Arba Malay Shalosh, the way to Ella Arba Malay Chobesh, maybe it comes to exclude a beggar of five quarters. Kishahu Aymer Asher Techaseba, that's what they use it as a reboy. They don't use it as a reboy for a beggar of a suma, but they use it for a beggar of chabesh. A lot of them are going over here, like the Rabbanin, who hold that a suma is chayiv and mitzvahs. We know that Rabbi Yehuda is not like that. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a suma is potamit on mitzvahs, but we're going, we don't hold like that. We hold that a suma is chayiv and mitzvahs. And therefore, the chiddush that we're saying over here, is that it applies even by a suma, if you hold that way. Maybe we don't need a pasuk for suma. But we're going, the whole thing is based over here on the fact that a suma is chayav and mitzvah. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Harei malas chabesh omer, amadi mekayim, al arba, arba, belay shalosh. So we have a ribui. A begin of five quarters is chayav, a begin of three quarters is chotam. If a beggar is five quarters is chayev, what is a chayev?
Four.
Four is four. So we have over here a beggar, and you have to put it on four quarters. Which quarters, by the way? Then we have a b'chayev, a rabbah b'chayev, you have to do it, or the further, the quarters that are far, far away from each other.
You don't do it
by the quarters that are right next to each other. What?
Outermost.
Yeah.
And if they're all the same, you can pick.
That doesn't make a difference. Obarais and Rabbis Balas Chabesh Alohaiti Malas Shalosh. Marbadi is Balas Chabesh. It's Marish Yesh Mechal Chabesh Arba. Obaiti Adi Malas Chal Shalosh Ye Mechal Shalosh Arba. Because one is inclusive of the four, and therefore you put it on the four. Reb Shimon, who holds that the drasha comes for something else? Sher Techasa. May Asher Nafka. But the chazi from the word asher besides the word techasa. For Rabbanan asher as a separate drasha, lo bashmulhu. The Rabbanan hayarisim as somebody of the lebe vaylo lechadasanya. If they don't darshan to be mamayet, a lilo. So what do they do from it? My yavdilai, me vaylo lechadasanya. Arisim as so is chartem. Re'e mitzvah zu. Zchar mitzvah cheres hatuluyabo. Look at this re'e mitzvah zu, and remember another mitzvah that's taloy in the tzitzis. This is a kriyishma. This not why what's different of remembering it. Teretz is this not beimus haikayin hashema b'shachris. When's this man b'sheyakir beitchelus lalava? So that tells you this din. The Yerechabim Chelis Lelavad is the Zman of Kriya Shema. Tanya Yina Charisim Asos Chaytam Rei Mitzvah Zizchar Mitzvah Acheres. Hasmuchala, what is that according to this price? Another drasha. Bezu Mitzvah Kilahim. Diksim Lasil Mashatnes. Tzemer Alfishtem Yachtav Gedilim Tasalach. Now what is the Chiddush then? So what is it telling us? Huh?
Places
for Rabbanu.
Yeah. So what? The place
that says Kriya Shema is the Rabbanu. Yeah. That would be a very yeah. So now what do we see over here? Let's see again. Beitchilus lelavan. That's the drasha. We would learn it out from over here. Then he brings. we have over here again. Beizazu Kriya Shema. Toysis over here brings Bezazu Kriya Shema Asmachta B'Alma Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan. This is already a Chiddush. That's how Toysis here, they had a Toysis in Saita. Also, but a Toysis in other places, in Brachas, he holds us D'Araisa. We have Stiris and Toysis in whether Kriya Shema is D'Araisa. This is a Chiddush that, it's Megaya, really, the base of an Aleph. In, Brachas, the Gabi Nakashis, the Dov Kamarov, and Gon Kamarov, and Holrim Kenegar, and Brachas, or that base of an Aleph, the Gabi the Toysmas, that whether or not Toysmas Shita is that Kriya Shema is Deraisa and Rabbanan. We should remember this over here. This is Shita Sartoysmas, that, Toysmas holds that Kriya Shema is Rabbanan, as opposed to Toysmas and Brachas, all over that, the whole time it's going to be that it's a Din Deraisa. This is the site is also a Rabbanan. But what will we learn out over here? What is the drush over here that we have here? Re'eim, what do we learn out from here? Re'arisa Mosel is Chartem. Re'eim mitzvahs, Re'arisa Mosel is Chartem. Re'eim mitzvah zu, Uzachar mitzvah acheres, which is what? Kilayim. Dixim Lasil Mashatnes. What's the point? So what's it telling us? Just stop to remember it. The Chiddush, wait, what? The Chiddush Ladina, it's an emissary drasha. What is it? It's not some Divrei Agada that we learned out. What does it mean over here? What's it coming to tell us? You have a drasha, it's coming to me, the Chiddush Ladina. What?
Parsha said it started with tzitzis. Because of
the what? I can't hear you.
The article brings from the Marsha.
Yeah.
And it's teaching us the halach of starting with tzitzis.
Yeah, but that's what. What would you? If you didn't know, if you didn't have this drasha, see, you wouldn't know the drasha of Sodom and Tzitzis. Chiddushnik, I think they say. Pasha Yafa, the Smichus itself, that's probably.
That's the drasha really over here.
Yeah, but it's the hard thing to know because Lechaira, that has nothing to do with the Arisim also. I mean, that's the Smichus.
That's the
Smichus. Yeah, but it's the Omashat, the deal of Tasaluch. That's where you learn it out from. It's like the Chalai Sasser. The reason it tells you that, this is the problem, the chayre, what you would use it for. If you didn't have the reason, you wouldn't make the drasha of a side of the tzitzis. It's a hard thing. That's all right to hear. The Marsha, that's how the Marsha learned it. It's hard to hear why it should be like that. Tanya Yidach, or reason by so it's chayre, it's called mitzvah Hashem. Kemish and he's chayim out of the mitzvah zu. Nischayim b'chol mitzvahs kulon. When came in shen nischayim adam b'mitzvah zu, nischayim in everything. What's that? If nischayim in this, nischayim in everything. When Shimon he the Omar, alis mitzvah say, shazman v'rabahi. In other words again, if came in shen nischayim adam, the mitzvah zu, he's nischayim in all mitzvahs, and it goes like Reb Shimon, the Yoma mitzvah say shazman v'rabahi. Why? Because if he's chayim in this, he's chayim in everything. Chayim in everything. What's it coming to tell you? Let's say right mitzvahs. Reb Shimon he the piter nashim di rabbanu loike nashim chayyavus bo turis become a mitzvahs. According to what happened over here, but that we have kevan shenischayim be mitzvah zu sheheir hayayim nischayim b'chol mitzvahs. The right mitzvahs nayagis b'yayim. Reb Shimon here, and it goes like Reb Shimon. Right mitzvahs are nayagis b'yayim. The other ones you're putter from kevan shenischayim adam be mitzvahs or nischayim right mitzvahs because. My mitzvahs are beyond, and therefore, even if those things that are putter, you would, but most of them be chayiv.
The assays?
The assays. The assays. I'm not talking the assays. Reb Shimon like Nachamo. Kevan shenischayiv the mitzvah zu, sheheir hayayim, he's nischayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs, the right mitzvahs nayagis beyond. Reb Shimon.
Shiachir is not a loisim.
What?
Shiachir is not a loisim.
No. So that is a problem that we have. Yeah, right. So this is a kasha that we have. Yeah, what happens? Because when is this? About Kriyashma. When he's saying it, it's about Kriyashma is coming. When is it? It's about Kriyashma comes from Shiachir. Not from Abu Rashachar. No, it's not Lubbin. No, that's nothing to do with that. No. That's just when you start counting. Mishayakir is a different. Mishayakir means it's not totally precisely in the spot of Abu Rashachar or Nets. Mishayakir means it's Gemal Batish. Mishayakir, Bechelus Lalacha. Yeah. So that is a problem. Zul Kriya Shema, the Mishayakir be not minyan shel mitzvahs, current Kriya Shema. Yeah. What is this? Mishatakir. Yeah. And then we have, what? Let's see, the Lishnachrina. Lishnachrina, Kevin Shinishkayim Adam Shehigil Mechlau Mitzvahs. Or the Haida Yud Gimel Shana Nishkayim Mechlau HaMitzvahs. Lachi Yosei Iker Milsa. Yeah. Shows that not exactly. It's coming to me, Machadishtas. What would I say without that?
Yeah. What does it do with tzitzis? I mean, you could take any mitzvah and say the same thing.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. This is a shvera thing here. What do you need these drushes? What's the point of the drushes? Tanya Eidach, Barisa Masos Chaitim, it's called Mitzvah Hashem, Shkula Mitzvah, who can I get Kolam Mitzvah? Kulam. Shkula, and here we have again, Midiksim Rashi says, Kol Mitzvah. The eye, the tzitzis, begin matria, it's top reish. Leg sharem, taskucha, skutin, harei, taryag. The tanya ina, harisa, maso, schaita, vasisa. The schaita, briya, mevili, de schira. Schira, mevili, de asia. Rav Shimon Yochai, I recall azaris, be mitzvah, zuzecha, become open, de ashchina. Why tziva harisa maso tziva sa mes Hashem alokecha tira? The also the same word. Here it says harisa maso, and over there it says ve'aisai savayin. So if you'll do it, you'll be able to be mekabel v'nei Hashchina. Tod rabba chavivim Yisrael sheziva v'makadosh baruch hu b'mitzvah tefillin b'rasheihem utefillin b'raseihem zoraseihem. The person is enveloped with mitzvahs. The tzitzis be bigdayim. Ubezuzel the pischeim. Sheva bayayvi lalticha. Al mishmatei tzidkecha. Ubishah she nichnes in the beis hamerchetz. And like we have done, came, that, when David came into the beis hamerchetz, Barach bayayvi arum. Omar, he said, Oily. She'abayin arum b'loy mitzvahs. I have to arum b'loy mitzvahs. V'kem in sh'nizkar bet milah. She'abit v'vsaro. Yisyash v'dayto. He became placated. Li'acha she'otzi after he went out. Omar la'ashira sh'nema la'vatzecha la'shminis mizmeludovit. Al'mila sh'nigda mishmini. Very difficult thing what it's coming to say. The traditional way to learn it over here would be that there's a maracha, there's a ruah, the Tabes HaLevi, goes, and that is that every minute the person has, it's hard to hear that it is like this. Every person has a mitzvah every minute because he has the mitzvah without doing anything. It's, what does it mean that David HaMelech saw he didn't have, and then he wasn't doing any mitzvahs? What happened to the mitzvahs? The tzmidius. Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem, all the things, Amunah, all these things. That these are mitzvahs to be the so they what do you mean? So they didn't have any mitzvahs. What do you mean no mitzvahs? Person in the Berchitz, he also has a mitzvah. So no less than by Mila. So you say that the Pashat it means is not that he's not always say he has the mitzvah. But he has the mitzvahs. That part doesn't has mitzvahs. He means there was nothing nicker in him that reminded him that he is a that he has mitzvah as a shaykhis to a mitzvah b'payo b'chush, in physically. And then he said he reminded, that's the roshim of a mitzvah. Not that he has an ongoing constant mitzvah, so I say that he's mekayim with the mitzvah of Mila. That's already good, a long time. If he's 50 years old, he had that mitzvah 50 years ago. Doesn't have a mitzvah of Mila afterwards. I mean, he certainly has more of mitzvah of amunah that he has now. He's working on it. He thinks. The amunah, agira, ahava, all these things. So to say that Shat the Gemara is and he has an ongoing, continuous mitzvah, that's already a hard thing. That one shows what the Shat the Gemara is. I know the Beis HaLevi knows with that. What? To be a moho is a mitzvah. So he doesn't have any choice now. And what he did is already, it happened to him 50 years ago. So what do you mean? He has a mitzvah now of being, what's the way, should not be a mo. Hard to hear that it is like that. The Kamish and I can take issue with this. It's not possible that it should be like that. It certainly, if that's what he meant to me, wasn't he a mitzvah in America? You know, you don't have a mitzvah of Amunah in the mitzvahs of Yira, of Ava. You don't have that mitzvah in America. It's a mitzvah to Tamedius. All right. The Kamon Shadiska Bemila, it's the Siashma Daita. The Acha Shiyatza Omar La Ashira. Okay. Shadidra Shmini Rabbi Elezer Ben Yaikenheimer. Koshi Yeshlites villain. One second. Koshi Yeshlites villain. Barisha Tillim is Raya Ivetsitis Bibito. Umizos of Bepishai. He does that He is, but he's mugzik not to be chayte because he sees that he is committed to the mitzvah. Shneir marachut abeshulish, lo bimheri yinatzek. He's doing this. He's unduk in the mitzvahs. There's a solid foundation to him that he's not going to be chayte. V'yomer chayte malach Hashem, saviv liyreya v'yachalte. He's there to protect him for the array of Tani Hayar and Meir and Manishtan and Tchelis, we call Minem Tzivainim. Ibnei Shah Tchelis Demil Yam, Yam Demil Rekia. Why Tchelis is different? Tom Yemil Yemakir and Demil Likise Akovit, Shedemar, Mesachas Raglov, Kibasa Nivna Sasapir, Chetzim Ashavayim Lotoyar, Uksiv Amare, Evan Sapir Tumus Kisei. Of course, the Taina is over here. Why didn't you have to go through the whole Seder, Advar? Why not just say it's Taima? To the Kisei HaKovet, different ways in Darshanim to...
Not exactly the same shape.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, the one why you had to go and say that. Yeah, I would say Chad here differently. I know that everybody has a different way to explain why it is like that. You have to, if you want to really understand it well, what you have to first be able to relate to something which is easy to relate to. Not to go, there's nothing to Kisei HaKovet. Abishaycha say Kisei HaKovet. Well, what do I know about the Kisei HaKovet? So you get up, it's time to the Yav. Oh, I see. Now I can relate to that. Yav is time to the Rakiyan. All right. Maybe I can imagine that it's higher than that. And mainly, you can go Mahadrogi from one level to the other. But to go and jump to be Medabit, it's something which is really, doesn't mean anything really to a person. All right, but they didn't learn it like that. Now we have the Tanya, Hara Meir, Omer. God Elijah shall love on. If a person is Mavato, the mitzvah of love on, it's worse. Yaisa Meir shall tell us. Love on, it's easy to be Mekayim. Love Tchelis is much more difficult. Rashi over here tells us, God Elijah shall love on, the Mishayin Obatil Tzitzis, the Tchelis. Why? Like we see coming up. Mashal Amahadavar Daimel, the Melech Basim Adam Shammah Lishnei Avonav, he said to his servants, Lechad Amar Haveli Chaisim Shal Tit, Lechad Amar Lo Chaisim Shal Zav. One says, give me something made out of plaster. The other one, give me something made out of gold. Upashu shneihem. Neither one of them was careful to go and do it. The beast one was b'sheihem. Velo heviim. Eze mehem. Who gets a more chaber to ka'aynish? The one that it was easy for him to be mekayim. Merai eze aynish meruba. Aviyayber zesh yomer lo haveli chaysim shaltit. Velo heviim. Because in any way, it's very difficult to bring the chaisim shows off. I tell you, her mayor, I'm a chayim adam levarch mayor brachas b'chal yoyim. The zechiyim of mayor brachas b'chal yoyim, shenemar v'atha Yisrael mo, Hashem alokecha, shayol me'imach, which we darshit, mayor, that with the drasha would be, kori be'mayor, Rashi says. Interesting is, it's a medrash that says that a different makor for it. The monk is from David HaMelech. He saw people dying, 100 people dying a day. And he said, I to be misakin that. So we be misakin that. Now, Shalis, this Russia, what is it? A deraisa, the Rabbanin, Mo Hashem. And the Pashtus of Grace is the Rabbanin, the Rabban, say for our mitzvahs. When he deals with the Shita of the Machlokes, the Rabbam and the Rabbahag, whether or not a mitzvah, the Rabbanin, is able to be included in Taryag, the Bahag holds that you can have the Rabbanins, Hallel, can have the Rabbanins in, it counted in the 600 number of 613. That's what the Rabbah, the Rabban, when they deal with this, they deal with it as a case of the Rabbanin, whether it's included in your minyan on mitzvahs, and he was able to be included. But the pashtus is that it'll be in the Rabbanin over here. And even if you have that, it's maybe it could be it's an asmachta. Others say maybe it could be a deraisa. Tanya, so now it says, Rav Chaim Reid Rav Avya Bishabata of Yoyma Tavi and take Shabbos where there are less brachas at Yontif. Torach Mabalim Homis Barnikim Bispar Barnike Omagdi. They would be mashlim the number with Psabim and the other kinds of the delicacies.
Is
Babaki at the summit of Migdade, Mine Migodim Shetwani Bracha. What?
Shabbos parties.
Shabbos parties, yeah. Tanya Ramei Raimer. Of course, we have also the Magad Avraham's with the Rekeach, Magad Yom Kippur. That's why it would be, why it's different. When Tanya Ramei Raimer Chai, Magad Yom Kippur's half timer. The Magad Avraham with the Rekeach, Magad Yom Kippur, we have the, problems, how you going to be bashed with it also.
So,
what?
Pass around the summit, they say.
Yeah. That's the reason to do it, yeah. Tani hayra me, rabbi chayim, adam levach, shalish brachas, b'chol yayim. And elu hay, shalasani Israel, shalasani Isha, shalasani Pur. Rabbi acham, yaykim, shabay, lebrei, dahabakam, avarech, Shalasani Boor, he heard his son making big a bracha, that he did not make me into a boor.
Okay, right.
Like, Nabi, what do you mean? The Kuli High Nabi, what do you mean? A boor is a Sutakai of the Mitzvahs. I'm like, hey, what's so terrible about a boor? I mean, he makes such a bracha, but, I mean, oh my lay, Elamite, so what shall, so what bracha, what other things should you make? Shalasani of it. I know Isha, the Evan, don't worry, so it's the same thing as an Isha. They're both chayiv in the same number of mitzvahs. A boor, of course, chayiv in everything. The whole point of the bracha is that you didn't make me into someone that's not a bar chiyuva at all. But a boor is the same bar chiyuva as anybody else. But Evan's it's worse. And therefore, his yach yichus itself is worse, lower, and therefore we make that bracha that we have. Of course, the Beis Yosef asks the kashas. The people ask anyway. Everybody asks. I mean, everybody, I mean, people ask. Why say the negative? Why do you make the bracha? Why do we make the Shalom Asadi Goy? Why don't we talk and say Shalom Asadi Israel? Why don't we say a bracha Shalom Asadi
Isha? Ben Chayim.
What's so terrible about an Isha? Everybody make a bracha for what they are. Be happy. What shalom asani of it? Kenu belcha ilam shasani betchayren. Shasani betchayren. Why always do we have to dwell on the negative? And then that's the Beis Yosef's question. But people ask, everybody thinks they discovered the wheel, you know, to have a better way of doing it. Beis Yosef is Zayman on these problems, these things. All right. I'm not going to elaborate on that. We'll have everybody think.
What's Poshet Pshat in a boor? He just doesn't know. What's Poshet Pshat in a boor?
In the boor, the same thing as it means in English.
It's someone who could learn. It's not created that way. Tully and you. It's Tully and you. You make yourself learn it.
That's why he's not created like that. He made himself into it. Nobody made him into a boor. What would it mean? What would it mean anyway? Who made him into a boor? God made him into a boor. He made himself into a boor. Let's not blame everything on God, you know.
Maybe he just doesn't have the intellectual capacity.
All right, but it doesn't say that. It doesn't mean Shasani boor. He made me somebody with a low IQ. Doesn't mean that. It means a boor is a lot more than that.
Ignoramus.
Ignorant.
Ignoramus.
That's not Shoyasani.
He made himself that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shloyasani Sinek.
It doesn't mean that he made me into a moron by definition, you know, or an imbecile. No, not that. A boor is he made himself into that. Yeah, he's ignorant. Nobody made him that. Thought about it. Okay, now. Let's see what we can do. How Tanar about Chalazai. Zahu gufo daimeliyav, ubriyaso daimeliyav, we have here, what is this chalazin? It's guf, it's daimatiyam, it's blue. And the structure of it, the tzura of it, Rashi says, and Gemara says, daimel a dug. It's daimel to a fish, v'yolach adashim of shana, v'damal when it's blood, saivet chaylas. The fikah, therefore, damav yekarim, therefore it's value. Like we mentioned yesterday, I believe, I think it was yesterday. I don't remember yet. What it, first of all, what does it mean? It comes up the Shivim Shana. Doesn't mean it's only available after 70 years. What are you supposed to do? Wait every 70 years so you get a new supply? No. They had, you're able to hunt at any time, to go fishermen. Fishermen know where they are located, and they're able to do it with difficulty. On the other hand, every 70 years, there are, what?
They swarm.
Onto dry land, and therefore they come very easily to get. That's what it means, they come up every 70 years, and it comes easy. Doesn't mean that you can't get them before. Fishermen know how to do it, you'll be able to do it. But, and also, what does it mean, that where's the blood? We had the Rabbeinu Tam and the Reeve Weissbeis argue at Shabbos, in Tosfos and Shabbos, Adafai and Hay, whether or not it's the lifeblood or not. Right, the re asked the kasha, every time you do it, you take the blood. It should really be a case of the tils the shabbat. And the Rabbi the Tam says it's not lifeblood. It's not the dama nefesh. It's the, there's a cavity that there is within the chalazin that is, that's dam nifkid pocket. It's not that lifeblood going through the circulation. It's not that. And therefore, the better the blood, it, based on how much alive it is. He doesn't want to kill it even. When he does it, he doesn't want to kill it. If it's going to die after he squeezes it, it's going to be an item of scavenging. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos, Atzot Chalazin Ma'apaitzai, the Gemara of Dafayim. So exactly what this blood is. But then we have another thing. Is it a mentor? Is it a mentor? May the night of Yehuda Klaris. That's what we said, right? Yeah. Where does it come? After we have
into
a See the Rashi. The Ayla, well, we have, see Gufo. The Ayla mean Haaretz, Rashi says. Where it says it's Ayla? See, right it says, Daime Liab, a reason, Daime. The Ayla Echad the Shemim Shada. It comes up every 70 years. Comes up from where? Rashi says, the Ayla mean Ha'aretz. If I'm Rashi, it would be Mashma. It's a Sheretz Ha'aretz. It's a snail. It's a snail. Which means that really, it's a Sheretz Ha'aretz. We're not talking about someone who has a snapper of a kaskesis. On the other hand, let's say it comes from the water. Then it could be a bintar. And that's the steer we have, she rats goes in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, it's not like the Rashi over there in Sanhedrin, does not say it like this. There it says, it comes up there, here he says, Eilamin Ha'aretz. From here, Rashi, the Sanhedrin, I think Reb Kivanger himself is still sue here. Greker the Gillian, yeah, the Gillian Hashas, see Reb Kivanger? Rashi and Megillah also, it says, comes from the water. Comes from there, we have the Megillah the Sanhedrin to follow. So we have over there also where it's not like this. So the way they learned, Rashi learns in Megillah and in Sanhedrin, is a welcome to say that it might even be a Bintar. What's an Afkanina? Of course, it makes a very big Afkanina. Whether or not we have to shtel on the, and how they were able to use it for Big Day Kahuna, for the Mishkan, and whether or not it's a Raifai Tzitzis. Because if can use a bintamei, and now we have to be mechalik. The Gemara has a suffix by the tachash that they use for the Mishkan, whether or not it was a bintar tamei. Yeah, like the shadow of the Rabbeinu Bechaya, who says why they did not use silk in the Mishkan at all. Meshi was not one of the materials that they had. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says the reason is because it's a bintamei. What is Talah Shani? Talah Shani comes from a Talahas, it's a Mintameh. So why over there it's a silkworm? Let's say a silk, meshi, it's a talas, but it's a mitame. So talas, shani, chalas, the color maybe will be mechalika, like the Nadi Bihuda, because maybe it's chazusa for coloring. These, this, the sugya that we are dealing with. And another very big thing is that we have the diukim that we mentioned from the Rambam. Rambam, the Mishmelech asks, whether or not, for tzitzis like we had, kol ha'ilan is no good. It has to come. What are we having? What do we bring in this for? Because that's where the tzitzis come from. The Rambam, you see, when he talks about the din of bigdei kahuna, he omits any mention that has to come from the chalazin. That's the Mishmelech's kasha. And when it comes to the structure of the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash, over there, the Rambam Maistais would hold that, you know, does not have to come from the Chalazin. He holds that you could have, as long as it's a color, whatever, as long as it simulates that cover, that color, it's fine. It does not have to come from the Chalazin. Only by tzitzis does he mention that it has to come from the Chalazin. And not only that, I think even, that's the Rambam would say, I'm English where the Mishnah Malach goes, but in Hilchos Tzitzis, look at the Rambam, it's very, very meduyik that he holds like that. Because he says, by Tzitzis, it has to come from the Chalazin. Chalas is. He's coming to explain what Chalas is. And we use it for tzitzis, it has to come from the chalazin. Let's say you're not using it, you're using it for bingde kahuna, using it for the chayshin, for the eifite, you're using it for the areas. By sight, the pashtus is that it would not have to come from the chalazin. This is a big problem. Gemara and Shabbos tells us that by the binyan of Mishkan, where do they use it? Where do we learn the malacha of kosher and matir from? Shkein tzodei chalazin. They make knots when they have to make the nets to capture the chalazin, so they make knots. That's how we know there's a malacha of kosher about there. We have a Tosefta in Menachos here. It says that if you made it and you don't bring it from the chalazin, it's going to be puzzle. Tosefta over here. Meretes. See the Lashon again. Tosefta. Yeah, the Tosefta, it says, Tchelis. See the listen of the Tosefta. Tchelis. Ein kshera ela mina chalazin. Shalom mina chalazin is pas psula. How the Rambam do the Tosefta? Maybe the Rambam holds there as possible because a kovik sav. His concept is talking about, the Tosefta is talking about the Mishkan. Kala eintim kshera. Melach, Zu Melach Stoimis, all the things of the Hadidim of the Mishkan.
Where did they go fishing in the Midbar?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it wouldn't be. That they best they went fishing somewhere else. Yeah. In front of a Mitzrayim and a Hanami. You would have to know where they get the Chalazin from him. Where did they get the Chalazin from in the Midbar? What?
No, but he's saying kosher matir. No, he's saying kosher matir. No, he's saying kosher matir because they fish.
Coming up in here, it's not a. We'll see how they get lechem upon them. We'll see how they get all these things that they got.
They can get it's saying kosher matir. We learned from the fact that they went fishing.
From the merchants that could sell.
I know, we're saying that the whole din of kosher matir is from the fact that they were, when they made the Mishkan, they were kosher matir.
Those malachas were essential in obtaining it. Whoever went and got it. Whoever went and got it. Same thing about Zeraya, really, also, in a way. If, let's say they got the Yaakov Avinu brought the Arazim, would they get all the Sabamanim for everything? Also get either from the Tagri, it was Orson, but from Mitzrayim, the things that they had to have. Places in Chulun. is that out there? It doesn't grow at the midbar, so how would they be able to place it in the Pesayan and Chulin? Sometimes he asks the Gabi, they didn't kiss out the Av, he says. But again, but you're right. I mean, the Pashto says, how would they get Chalasan in the midbar? What waterways are they going to? So either they got it from Tagre Yumis, but maybe they sent Shluchim. They sent Shluchim. When they get the grapes for the Sachem, they said that they get it, the Targum says. Said they get it. Said what? Where's the Targum? In Shir
HaShirim. All the way in Gedi, there were no grapes closer.
No, they went, no, but they left. We got to make wine for the Sachem. No, the fact that where they get it, they got, had to get grapes from somewhere. So, maybe they could have gotten grapes from other places, but then there, the Targum says they got it from, they sent by Shrabbe, they sent Shluchim to Ein Gedi.
Not being from
doesn't mean the color from
Chalotin. Yeah, according to the Rambam, the word Chalas means the blue color. Hey, that's, that blue color could be Kalayilan also. And it could be good for Shmar Bigday Kahuna. It could be good for the Mishkan, for the Urias. But by Tzitzis, there's an added thing. Not only does it have to have that color, it has to come from Chalasa. But you know why? That's all part of what the problem is. Yeah. I would say, but that's a Mishnah Baal, whole part of the Mishnah Baal is Kasha. This is Rabbi Nezer, who's Ayman with it also. Now, and that therefore lefikach dam of yikarim. Now, Tani Amram doesn't even have mitzvah kala sheksuva b'tayra. Shemat nischar b'ilam azeh. B'liyolam haba. There's no such thing like it. The mitzvah kala that the Torah talks about, so easy to be mekayim, that ain't matan schara b'ilam, she ain't matan schara b'ilam hazel, the ilam haba, well, the ilam haba, the adayu. And there come, there's no way even to be able to assess the amount that you have in ilam haba. Say ilam mad be mitzvah sitzis. Why? Say ilam mad be mitzvah sitzis. Mai sem biyana mechon. What?
Buckle your seatbelt.
Yeah, buckle your seatbelt. Yeah, we have a good way. Shehayezayah b'mitzvah tzitzis. There's a person that was very careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's what he was careful about. Of all things. Tzayah b'adam d'echad shehayezayah b'mitzvah tzitzis. Shabbat, he heard. Shehayezayah b'kirchay ayam. Shehayezayah b'adalad meyaz zuzim. Zuhubim Bishara, for her fee, she charged Dalamea Zuhubim. She got and he sent it to her in advance. Dalamea Zuhubim become a lasvan, set up a time, an appointment. She gives mana.
Sent to the father.
What?
Sent to the father.
Yes. She gives mana. Bob Yashem ala Pesach, Benichnasa, Shibchasa. Her shivcha came, the Amrala, and said, I say, Adam, sheshigalach dalet mei zehuvim, love Yashem al Pesach. He's here for his appointment.
In the waiting room,
yeah. Amra, he yichnas, let him come in. Yichnas. He came in, he tzialo, zayin mitas. There were seven beds. Sheishal keseb, v'achas shal zahav, v'chmei kol achas v'achas. Between each one, there was a sulam shal keseb. And he had to climb up, up to the top one. V'el yayna shal zahav. Also, she went up. V'yashma al gamei al yayna k'shehi aruma. V'avu ala leishev arum k'negda. And he also went up. V'al... Dalit tzitzi yaisav, and then his tzitzis came, the tafchalu alpanav, and sort of slashed him on his face. They got nishmar. He got down the yashulon. He sat on the mikarka.
Tzitzis attack.
Biavhi nishmita biyashva gabe. She also got down. What in the world has happened? And she sat down and got on the ground. Amrlan, she said, Gapa shall ride me. By golly. By the God of Rome. She'eni manicha chascha. I'm not going, by Caesar, yeah. She'eni, but I'm gonna, not gonna let you go. That's a time early until you tell me, ma boom roisabi. What kind of a mum that you see with me that you, I wasn't able, I turned you off. Oh my law, Avaida, I'm telling you, I'm swearing to you. I never saw such an Isha like you. Ella mitzvah achas. Sibonu Hashem elokeinu mitzitzah shema etchol tzitzis. Uksimba by the tzitzit says, ani Hashem elokeichem shtei pa'amim. Ani hu. The Torah tells us, she'as in the para, that I'm going to be the one to punish you. And I'm the one that will give you ultimately the schar when you're mekayim. Achshav. Now, what happened was, nimu alai kedalat edim. The tzitzis appeared to me, they were like four edim. And amralo edim anichacha. Wow. She never had a customer like that, I guess. Amralo edim anichacha. I'm not going to leave you alone at your Toymarli. Mashmecha. What is your name? Mashem Ircha. Where you come from? Mashem Rabach. Well, and who's your Rebbe?
Too much information.
What yeshiva are you from? Shatalama Botaira. Anyway, the Peladin can think he wrote it. He can answer. Chasav and Asabiyada. Amda, what happened? She divided up all of her. Shlish la malchus. Shlish la aniyim. And shlish, not la biyada, she kept for herself. Chutz, be'yosek matzos, from the, except from the beds that they, she had. Ubas la meis midrasha u'shel rabchia. Then she came to the base of medrash of rabchia. And Umbrella, she said to Rav Chiya, Rebbe, Tavei Olai, Yasiyuni Giyaris, I want to become a Giyaris. Umbrella, Biti, what? Sheba Yinecha Nachshna B'yechad Bina Talmidim. Maybe you don't really want to become a Giyaris. You just, maybe you have one of the Talmidim. You developed an affinity to, we'll call it like that. She took out this note. The Nasbalo had gave it to him. And Omar La, Lachi, okay, Zachib and Mechachat probably told him this and told him what the whole, what the circumstances were. And he saw that she was sincere. And she did it because of how impressed she was of the Rishim that the Torah and the Mitzvahs made on him. She wanted to become part of that. What?
Not because of
issues. Not because of issues, no.
Look at that.
It's not having, I see it, Sabi, I'm not, 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 that's what we were referring to.
So they got married?
And they got married? Well, the Olam Haba, any day, the Olam Haba, we can't even begin to imagine. Amar of Yehuda, Tala Shula Kol Shloshim Yom Ptur Min HaTzitzis. When we talk about I borrow Talis for 30 days, it's Ptur Min HaTzitzis. Mikad Va'elech Hayemis. After 30 days, it's Chayev. And Tanya Nabi Hachi, like we learned, Hadar Bapundiki Beretz Israel. If a person goes and he goes to a hotel and in an Eretz Israel where it's not his, Samtam Al Mezuzos Beisecha. This is not Beisecha. Basecha Bayis Bechutz Laretz. If you go and you rent the house Bechutz Laretz, Kol Shloshim Yayim is Potter Min HaMezuzah. For 30 days, it's Potter Min HaMezuzah. Mikad Va'elech Chayif. On the other hand, Mikad Va'elech, it's Chayif. Aba Asecha Bayis, Eretz Israel. I said mitzvahs of the altar. Why? Mishum Yishuv the Eretz Yisrael. Here we have the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. What we have over here is a couple of several things. The din is, probably goes up to an apartment. He's chayev. He's chayev midrabbanan, like most rishonim, after 30 days. Before 30 days, he's not. So the pashtus would be, if there is the drabbanan, and what is the drabbanan? The drabbanan is also marisayan. The drabbanan is marisayan that people, or people are going to think that he bought it. See, Tosfos. If we take a look at the Rashi, we see a chiddush. Rashi, and what about when it comes to a mezuzah? When it comes to a mezuzah, I'm talking about the tzitzis. What happens when it talks about mezuzah? What about Rashi? After 30 days, Rashi, Pesachim, we see that he holds it to the Raisa, Vice Dice. By mezuzah. And if you take a look at Rashi over here, you see a chiddush. See Rashi? Pundik. That's the inn. Listen to this. Vasecher bias potter. Now, Shema Yazerbo. What's it thus? If it's within 30 days, he might have charata. And therefore he's not going to be chayiv. What's it thus? If without the chash of Shema Yazerbo, it means, let's do it for 30 days. He does it for a year. Vice is going to be chayiv. He signs a lease. And he's not going to be able to be. He wants to do it. He agrees to do it. Rashi owns over there. He's going to be chayiv. Only if it's 30 days, he might have charata in doing it. I have to say what kind of charata it's going to have. But Lamaisa, he doesn't say because it's called the chasar and beisacha. Rashi's mashma that if he would have it, it would be schiris. It would be a deraisa. That's called beisacha because he has the kinyan schiris. Kinyan schiris itself is enough, and he can't be chayzer from that. You made a kinyan, you paid money, whatever. And then therefore, so it's going to be called beisacha. All the rishayim hold it's not. Rashi is lechayra here in Menachos. It's l'shitasei and pesachim, but we have it like that. On the other hand, when we have a tala she'ula, the din is, it's going to also be, it's going to be chayim midrabbanan. Chayim midrabbanan, how can he be able to go do the bracha? The bracha is, says that the reason is, it's going to be, comes out that it's also al tamarasayan. That's the way the reason it's going to be chayim. And as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, that only a pundik he's brought to, but let's say he went, and he rented it less than 30 days in Eretz Israel. Then it's going to be chayiv.
Immediately.
Why? We should issue Eretz Israel. What's that? Rashi here says, the liyagah shekava, what's liyagah shekava? After he puts up the mezuzah, shumeno naitla, he's not going to take it down, Mishon. Even if he leaves, he's not going to take it down. Even if he'll go move somewhere else, we know he's not going to take down the mezuzah. Why? Because if he's not allowed to take down the mezuzah when he leaves. Therefore, Bekushi Yitzemimeno, he's not going to want to go leave. It's going to cost him much to leave. He's going to have to leave the mezuzah. Rather to stay there, and it does, of course, I don't have to give up the mezuzah, but to go live somewhere else. They tirach mezuzah acharis, no, the expense. Yeah, filu yaitzemi mena. He's kareda achar. And even if he does go, what's going to happen? He's kareda achar behera. When he finds it that it's mezuzah is with the mezuzah, then in tzaharetz Yisrael b'yushevis. So this way it'll come out that there's going to be a Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael. So it's a guarantee that you're not going to be living there if he puts up the mezuzah. Therefore, Chazal or Machayev, immediately to put on a mezuzah when you rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. What? Yeah.
Most Americans go to Eretz Yisrael, they usually come back after a couple of years.
Yeah.
I was told 30 days. It wasn't enough to stay.
Really? Huh? Yeah.
Because it wasn't enough to stay. What, no?
Hmm?
30 days.
Finish. What? Yeah, yeah, it's a game of Kivager. This is a Mitzamach Bob. There's a Rav Kivager, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a bell of the Rav Kivager. Kivager says he got to work every day in the morning, come back at night. You make another brach, you have to put it up. Huh?
Here, you take it off anyway. Even if you're staying, you take it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Rashi's saying,
because
if you leave, you're
going to
leave them as
a quote. Yeah, yeah, you mean even in Eretz Yisrael, you go to work. You mean he's not talking about going to work. Yeah, yeah, okay.
This is Shir Rava.
Yeah.
You should say, what's the Arisa?
What is?
What's the Arisa for you?
According to Rashi?
According to this, is because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, what's the Arisa for you? What? It's only the Rava.
Yeah, because it's only going to be the Rabbanim made up the shear. It's only because the Raisa would be when you're going to do it permanently. Yeah, when there's no kshash that you're going to leave.
Well, the
Raisa
is what, 30 days?
No, if there's no kshash that you're going to be leaving and go back on it, that'll be the Raisa. As long as you get a kid in Schiris, whatever you have, there's no kshash that you're going to renege on it. Whatever that is, you know, they gave that immediate chiyuv for that reason. And without that reason, they made a chanami. Without that reason, they have to be choshish and going to back out. Yeah. So here now the Gemara says, and Tosfos, if you want to go, we have different lishonos and Tosfos. What would be the rice and the rabbanon by schiras? You take a look at the first teretz. Take it. I said, with an inami. you call abid yai butter, the lab based thira di dehu. Can you have me to bear a comment above a basra? Lahana by si hacha. See you all the Rav Yehuda, Lahana talis, Shula, the Mistabalay, the Dabas talis, me the Rabbanan, the Mezuzah, the Arisa. Sir, here, see the Lamemar, the Lainian. The tray may sell chaksivi. Whether mezuzah is going to be chayim, where schiris, be deraisa and rabbanin. We have this study in two terutzim of Tosfos, two ways of Tosfos. One way is the way we're saying in Rashi. Most folks are going to be chayim the rabbanin. One way is the way we're saying in Rashi is going to be deraisa. That's the first approach of Tosfos. Now, Amar Rav Chisda Leishanu. No. What else do we have in the Mishnah all the way back? Tefillah Shel Yad Ein Ba'Kevus. The Shel Reish. The Reish not Ba'Akev. The Shel Yad. Amar Rav Chisda Leishanu Sheyeshlo. Only if he has the Shel Yad and Shel Reish. Amul Ein Lo Ba'Kevus. If he doesn't have it, the Shel Reish, he can't have the mitzvah of Shel Yad. Or be a other one. Pella, Amro lo, Amro, you said such a thing. Amro lo, Elabad de Lesle, Trey, Mitzvahs, Bad Mitzvah, Nami lo, Elabad de Lesle, the opportunity of two Mitzvahs, he shouldn't even do one. What's in us? I can't have a Shel Reish if I shouldn't do the Shayat either. Umay Karamai Safa, what was the Mitzvah he held? Gzeira Sheva Yivsha. Only it's a Rabbanan, maybe he'll be Peshay, and he won't do the other one. Not because of the alumnus of a Din Daraisa, a real Svara. Amrav Sheshes, Kol She'edam Adich Tvilin, Iver Mishvayna Asay. He's never an eight assays, because it says it eight times. Amchal, She'edam Tzitzis Mavigno, Iver Mechamisha Asay. Kol Kayin Shaino Ailon Leduchin. Iver Begimel Asay. He's a Kayin. What is this? Mashmalas is. Taisus over here comes. and to deal with whether or not, and what's the assay, the dinam of Nesias Kapayim.
And more.
The dinam of Nesias Kapayim, where he only goes up where the Shliach Tzibur calls him up. Agav, Taisa says, over here that the Shliach Tzibur should not be the one to call him up. It'll be a hefsek in the Shmei Esrei. And the Shaila is whether or not there's one Kayan, he should go up himself, or this it did, or not. See the bottom Taisvis called Kayan Shayna Luduchit. The Afkik is Sha'aymer Lo Alei. When is he over the Asay? When they call him Kayanim.
Mm-hmm.
He's a disciple. So Sha'aymer Lo Chazan Akneses, see the Kayanis, Shabbat, the Tanka Bavli, Nabi Takamina. It says what? When you say to them, Kayanim, to call them up, that by one, there is no mitzvah for him to go up. And others are the tourists. Teichin the Rabbeinu Peretz, whether if the case where there are not multiple Kayanim, the Rabbeinu Peretz holds that the one doesn't go up, the tour comes. It's teichin that, and it says, because it says, Amar Lahem, especially you're talking plural.
That's
the big deal, whether or not even one Kayan goes up.
Rabbi, that's why by Berchus Kayanim, if there's only one Kayan, you just straight to the, no, you just say the Bracha. They don't say Kayanim.
Yeah, he doesn't come, so I say Kayanim. If there's only one, he doesn't say Kayanim.
That says the bracha right away.
Kayhein? No. He doesn't call Kayanim. That's why he doesn't call Kayanim. Yeah. The Chol Kayin Shein Oil Leduchat. What I say? Chol Shein Oil Mezuzah Bepisco. Oimer Mishnei I say. There are two. Uksavtam Uksavtam. Uksavtam. You have two. Two words, two times says Uksavtam Al Mezuzah. Yomar Rishlokish Kol Abediyach Tfilin, Baruch Yomim, Shenemar, Hashem, Aleihem, Yichyu, Ulechom, Ben Chaye Ruchi, Letachli Meini, Bat Chayeini. It says again, Hashem, Aleihem, Yichyu, Ulechom, Ulechom,
I'm leaving now, because I realize.
Therefore, that's the thing that we have. That concludes the topic of the Stab, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, Tefillin, and tomorrow we get back to Menachos, to the Menachos that we have.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.